nightmare in San Siro. This is Stripes, the Bianconeri podcast, the podcast for Juventus fans all over the world by Juventus fans all over the world, hosted by Radio Bianconera. I'm Matteo, and with me, I think, an angry and sad Thiago. Hi, Thiago.
Hi. Usually people feel more comfortable to talk about when Juventus win the matches. But when Juventus doesn't win the matches, it's more necessary to put the face up ahead, raise your head and talk about it, to analyze what happened and how it happened. And we are here.
Well, yes. So, of course, Juventus actually, Juventus didn't play last night in San Siro. The score was 2-0 for Inter. And honestly, it could be even a worse for us, because Inter had clearly another three or four clear chance to score. Okay, Juventus just were able to shot on the goal just like 3 minutes to the end with Chiesa, with an unbelievable save by Andanovic, which I need to say. And well, the game actually, it happened everything we were supposed to was going to happen, because everybody knows that Inter was going to play that kind of game, and everybody knew what they were going to do. And hopefully, I guess Pirlo tried to add that the countermeasure for what Conte had in mind. But you know, we already know that Conte had only one plan, because we know that he's not able to switch from playing A to playing B. Okay, but actually, the performance that we've seen from Juventus last night, I don't have another word other than nightmare and terrific. I really was terrible, and it happened. Okay, it happened. We already know that this is a weird season. We playing basically every 3 days. Okay, we were coming from like a 4 victory, if you count like a Coppa Italia too. We were missing some key player, because we need to say that De Ligt, Cuadrado, Alexandre, Dybala were missing, of course. Especially even if you like a change, like substitute coming from the bench. Okay, of course this is not like don't want to be an excuse. I just want to say that this is a weird year, and we know that Juventus is a work in progress. We hear wishes that we could solve our issues sooner than later, but it looks like the issues are still there. And but at the end, we need to analyze what we see yesterday, and we see a team that is already a team, okay, that is Inter, and a team that really doesn't know itself already. That said, we are still like in all the competition, because on Wednesday we're going to play the Super Cup against Napoli, a trophy, and a trophy that I want to win, especially because we play against Napoli, okay? And then we are still in Coppa Italia, we still have the Champions League, and this Scudetto run is going to be tough, but I guess everybody needs to be careful if they count us out already.
Yeah, and honestly, when we changed from Allegri to Sarri, we knew that Juventus would like to change from a coach from that place as a reactive coach, just like Allegri, because he chooses his formation based on other teams' formation. But Sarri and Pirlo are different. And that's the beginning of the last match. Compliments to Inter, to Conte, but let's talk about it, because Pirlo select the formation just like that, to face match. But we let Inter's strength completely open wide to attack and to be aggressive. Against our defense and against our midfield. And honestly, if you consider the fact that Inter plays with 5 players in the midfield and we played mostly with 4, that would be already a problem. But consider the fact that we changed during the match, mostly, especially in the beginning, to a 4-3-3, when we saw for the first time Ramsey play as the role as a mezzala, and Rabiot over there also, while Chiesa was very, very high. We saw 5 against 3, so this is a huge problem, because there was not that high pressure, so, and there was no pressure in the midfield at all. They came free, completely free to create, and there is the fact that Brozovic and Betancourt were completely free to play, both play up front of the defenders, and no one touched Betancourt mostly because Lukaku and Lautaro were closer to our defenders, while Brozovic was completely free. Betancourt was free to create, but he's not that kind of player.
Well, honestly,
so that's the beginning.
I agree,
where
we need to find out, and before he needs to find out what kind of player he is, because Betancourt basically has still had to figure out what he want to be when he grow up, because I don't think he can be a mezzala. I was thinking that that role was specific for him, because he cannot be a mezzala because he doesn't have any goal in him, okay, he cannot shoot, okay, and that. But yesterday, I don't know, was he playing? Because honestly, I didn't remember him doing anything. I didn't even get a yellow card like he usually always does, you know. And but you're right with the other thing. Actually, Pirlo started the game. I was thinking that he was gonna start it, and but we were like so. Oh my God, we just let Inter do whatever they want, because we wanted to bring pressure, but we are not able to bring pressure. And we know Inter like to stand back, okay, they like to build from the defense, with De Vrij and Brozovic, and they put like the other two, usually Bastoni, the screener on the side. They like to rotate the ball between them, and then they go vertical for the forward, and the forward, and they're gonna find the Hakimi or Young on the left and the right, you know. And they basically was able to do whatever they want. And the other thing that really make me wonder is, usually Inter, they never had the control of the game. They never had the control of the possession of the ball for more than the other team. Yesterday, unbelievably, they were able to control the ball more than us. Because usually when Inter play with Benevento controlled the ball more than Inter. So that was unbelievable, to be honest.
Yeah, and you can think about this. Inter was played so smoothly without any pressure. They were able to control, the pace of the game, because we were useless. Because we were useless. We tried the most. We saw mostly the ball raised in no one man's land, into the box, trying for Morata, for Ronaldo's header, but it was useless. We saw no one's heading because the crosses were not that good. We saw Kulusevski trying solo runs, Chiesa trying mostly two defenders ahead of him. So it was such an easy match, an expected easy match, that it's difficult to watch, but it's also nice to support and to never forget, as Chiellini said after the game.
Well, yes, look, Inter is in the second year of their rebuilding. Actually, I say that Inter is the most ready team to win the Serie A this season, and it's not the first time I see this. Okay, we knew that. We are in the middle of,
and you were right.
We are in the middle of a new project, okay? Because we started a new project last year with Sarri, okay, but this, the project was to start because we won the Serie A, but we didn't create anything because the team basically refused to follow Sarri, okay? And the management, they didn't decide to back up Sarri, okay? And Sarri decided to be Sarri, okay? So we kind of lost one year over there. So we started again with Pirlo, that it was Agnelli's choice, and I don't have anything against that. But Pirlo is new to the role of coach, and starting this year when Juventus, we know that it's a weird season because of COVID, because everything's happening, okay, we didn't have any time to train and everything, okay, we know that we're going to be like ups and down, okay. And then another thing, look, the cycle come and go, okay, we are already winning for 9 years, so it's funny because yesterday we lost a game, okay, maybe the game that put us like outside of the Serie A title run, but until last year nobody cares about Serie A, nobody cares about Scudetto, so right now everybody's mad because we're out of Scudetto, it's a Scudetto race, and people is mad. So guys, you need to pick one side, okay? Because I always want to win the Serie A, but come on, guys. So
You know it. You're right. You're completely right about this as well. But you know, we're like I mean, in general, Juventini fans are like spoiled child.
We are spoiled.
After those years. Yeah, we are kind of spoiled because, honestly, it's we knew that this could happen and would happen, but it's never easy to confirm this. It's easier, or I mean, it's better to remain optimistic even if you're right than remain realistic even if you're right if you're wrong. You know, it's kind of difficult puzzle to solve right now. And honestly, this is kind of match that we saw Pirlo absolutely mad after the game, and this is kind of what worries me a lot.
Why?
Even more if you consider the fact that he said that maybe something players didn't understood what he was asking, and if you consider this, that the fact that Inter beat us. As you said, the way that we knew that they would play, because that was that classical Conte match where the strikers sacrificed themselves and the midfield game was so the key point of this match. And it was an easy way to predict this match. Of course, being a fan outside of the pitch, the pressure, the locker room, it's easier to talk, even after the match. But honestly, we all knew at least a little bit how Conte would think about this match, and this is what probably is are making our fans even sadder about this result. But you know, in difficult times, it's that moment where we need to remain calm, analyze things, and cheer for the club.
Yeah,
because it's never easy.
You know what they did?
Won't be easy, and there's.
You know what they did? So after the game, actually, I did a couple of days ago. But I brought another jersey, so it's okay. Yeah. So you would just a moment. I don't know. I don't want to say that we are not gonna win. This year. I'm just saying we are trying to create another cycle, and sometimes things go in the right way, sometimes they don't go in the right way. But on the other side, we need to be realistic. Okay, like yesterday we had a terrible game. Okay, I think Ronaldo is like in the moment of the year that he always has, that he's taking like a month off because you know he's not younger anymore. Okay, he has to play every 3 days. He has to play everything. Everybody expecting a lot from him because of course he's one of the best players in the world. But of course we're counting on him to be like the Ronaldo we know. And yesterday, obviously, he had a bad game. That can happen. Okay, Morata was coming back from an injury. Okay, we have issue on the middle, and I think Pirlo that I'm still with on. I still believe in him because he needs to be allowed to make mistake. He clearly made mistake, but I actually see he was mad yesterday. And I was happy to see him mad because I don't expect him to come to the media and say what he thinks. He just need to be to say what everybody expects him to say, okay? But I hope in the locker was saying that he is speaking his mind. And even yesterday we were seeing like there was too much space between the line, and we know that playing with Bonucci and Chiellini, especially together, even Chiellini and Chiellini actually had a terrific game with Lukaku last night. It was so nice to see them. It was two warriors playing like at the best of the game, but they're always going back, and you know that Pirlo likes to stay short and try to be more put more pressure, and we weren't able because we're always running behind because that's what Bonucci Clini were used to do for the entire career. So I'm thinking to start a new project, maybe we need to start thinking about changing all the player, because yes, and we were talking about this offline. Of course, we have some trouble in the midfield, and yesterday I don't think Rabiot, Betancourt and Ramsey. I don't think I think they were nothing short and terrible. Okay, I think you agree. But if you think about it, last year we beat Inter in the first game with Khedira, Pjanic and Matuidi, and the second one I think it was Pjanic, Ramsey and Matuidi. So there were really a better midfield last year. I have my doubts.
There is one point that people forget. That is Dybala. I mean, Dybala is the guy that plays not up front, neither in the midfield. He tries to play between the lines. And between the lines, in a match against Inter, we saw last season, and we would love to have seen yesterday, that he would at least pressure Brozovic, not that high, not that intensity, but he would be there, that Brozovic would be worried to mark him, and not only create that...
Free to
that
do whatever he wants.
That was actually what happened. Yeah, exactly. And of course, Dybala would be an easier choice. But honestly, if you consider the fact, as I said before, that we were with short men in the midfield, and up front we saw like Dybala, Morata and Ronaldo between three defenders, while Chiesa was up and down into the right because he was more worried about our defense. And honestly, we were so boxed as a just like a cat, and
yeah, it looks, you know, like Chiesa.
It was horrible.
It looks like
it was a little worried.
It looks like we keep having trouble when the teams played us like Inter did, like waiting for us on the back, okay, defending the really low, okay, even on the like in the line of the goal area, okay, defending there and then playing the counter, like, and it looks like Pirlo still had to find a countermeasure to that, the counter move. He still had to look for that, and it's kind of normal because he's a new coach with a new team, I would say. But now is the time for him to really ask himself this question. He needs to really find his starting 11, the team. And I think right now it's clear that he needs to go for a midfield that where Arthur and McKennie are like two key players, okay? And then, you know, Kulusevski, Chiesa, and the other two, okay? And we'll see what's going to happen, because I don't think the transfer market is going to bring anybody to help right now. So even if it would be nice, actually, well, we'll see what's going to happen. So
yeah, there's this point, because as I said, I honestly expected Pirlo to be like that hospital soup, without salt, without taste, that short talk in the media after the match.
Yeah.
But he was so mad. And I expect this, because this is the moment where some manager will see how and why things happen. And this is the time when Pirlo needs to grow up. I mean, he will be, of course, I hope, at Juventus, a great manager, and this is the opportunity. A match like this changed your life.
Look, guys, so we will talk about Inter for like 3 more hours, but we don't have the time. We don't want to bore you. And we need to take a couple of words about because on Wednesday there is going to be this Supercoppa game against Napoli that we're going to play in Reggio Emilia, actually where Sassuolo used to play at Mapei Stadium. And it comes like in the middle of the really busy month. And okay, and I know it's not going to be easy, but honestly, this is a trophy, okay? A trophy that we already lost last year, okay? And it's a trophy that I really want to win, especially because we're playing against Napoli, and for everything that happened in the recent month against them. So they don't deserve to be in the pitch with us, okay? We need to win this game, no matter what, okay? So... And Napoli's coming.
That's the point.
Napoli's coming for like a 6-0-1 win against Fiorentina. So they're probably in a good moment. I think Fiorentina is really terrible. I don't know what is going to happen with Fiorentina, but their season is already positive because they beat us in Torino. So I guess they're already happy. And I guess even if they lose every game to the end, they're going to be happy with their season. That said, we know that Fabian Ruiz is going to miss the game because he's tested positive to coronavirus. And we'll see, because Napoli is going to play probably with the 4-2-3-1, and we know that they're really a dynamic team with Insigne and Lozano on the side, and Zielinski in the middle.
There are so many problems with Betania, problem. That's
probably
so
they
important.
Would allow us, they're probably not going to wait for us in the back, and probably they will like to attack them, and probably the game actually has every aspect to be like a really entertaining game, okay? So, and I hope the 2-0 against Inter is going to say be like in a punch in our stomach, and probably going to wake up some of the players and take some of the pride out of them, because this is going to be a good game. Rumors say that Arthur and McKennie should be starting in the middle, even Demiral should be playing, I think, and we'll see.
There is maybe the possibility to see De Ligt, Cuadrado,
oh, should be back. Yeah.
And also
back.
Alexander. Yeah, and we have to wait for the results, and if they remain with a low virus possibility to pass the other players, they will be able to play. But honestly, it depends on the training. Even if there's no much training to do to a match in Sunday, then now Wednesday. So, but let's see.
Yeah, and so. And I don't really want to go there, that people maybe say that we should don't care about the deal. But this is a trophy, guys. Juventus is there to win trophy. And it's one game, okay? And we need to try our best to win this game. Not because it's with Napoli, but because we're a better team, and we're a better fan base, and a better everything than them. So I care about this winning.
Yeah,
and,
there is.
And then we know.
Yeah. And you're right. If people come... Yeah, you're right. But if people consider that, oh, Juventus must need to forget this competition and focus on that, you don't know Juventus. Because we will play every single trophy and match to win it. Of course, sometimes we're not able to do it, but we will try it. So there's no need to, let's rest and focus on a Serie A match next week. No, we need to try to win every single match.
Well, and that's a look at... Let me close this. And you remember, I guess some episode ago, when there was this rumor about a swap between Demiral and Bastoni, that everybody was against them, and I was like, I would think about that, you know. Actually, Bastoni, I think, is such a great player in development. I think Demiral could be a really huge player, but actually I wouldn't mind having another Italian back there, because I love this management, but this management is a mistake, it's normal to do, okay? And I think a player like Barella and Bastone should be really player that Juventus should have targeted 3 or 4 years ago. That said, nobody's perfect, okay? And I still believe that we're going to see Juve back winning there really soon that most people think about that.
Yeah, and you're right, because if you consider this, still saw yesterday, for example, Derby d'Italia 1-0, goal by Vidal, Inter up front. That's weird. That end is still is weird. Even if we knew that Vidal would play alongside Conte,
yeah.
it's still weird.
And everybody talking about Vidal right now. Actually, we play so bad that actually yesterday we made Vidal looking like a soccer player, something that they really think is not anymore. It's nothing special anymore. But okay, guys, we already talk a lot about that. Thank you for all listening. Thank you for all feedback and everything. And as always, fino alla fine.